The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Let's give Mr. O'Brien a little tinkle. He's stuck in our lift this morning.
This isn't funny, Kevin.
Oh.
No, seriously, I've been in here for about three quarters of an hour. It's about 700 degrees, and I'm having to strip down to my boxer shorts.
Oh, my God. In anticipation for the lift engineer to arrive. Yeah. I can see you're going to be excited when he gets in there, hey?
Don't you know, make me laugh. I'm trying to conserve my oxygen.
You know that there's like a trap door in the lift, don't you?
Well, I was wondering, is it above the sort of the lights or something?
No, it's as far as I'm aware, it's on the as you walk into the lift, depending on, of course, which one it is. If you're on the right-hand side of the lift, the right-hand lift, there's two lifts, of course. The one on, then it's on the left-hand wall. Because the idea is that if it gets stuck, then they put them both together, and then they open both trap doors, and you can climb from one to the other.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a door there, actually.
That's good, isn't it?
But it's got two key things, screwed for
did
that.
Did you not take the key with you?
Oh,
mate.
You need to think ahead.
It's actually quite freaky.
Yeah, I bet it is. I don't think I've ever been stuck in a lift. One thing the lift engineer has told us to tell you is to make sure that you're not like standing in the middle of the lift or lying in the middle of the lift.
I did hear that, because if it falls, there's a big spike down the bottom of something,
there's a spike on the... This is true, by
honestly?
The way.
Honestly?
Yeah. There's a spike at the bottom of the floor, and quite often the lift can just fall, you know?
Oh, God.
And then the spike goes through the floor. Mind you probably will want to stay in the middle of the lift.
Just thinking, that's horrible.
I know.
Should try being stuck in here. You know, there's like little light grating that covers the lights in the ceiling.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking through that at the moment. You know how you see on the movies they climb through the ceiling?
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen Speed?
But there's no little manhole up there.
Do you know? we have actually spoke to the engineer that the thing a couple of hours, you know.
Oh no. I've been standing here for a couple of hours. I'm starting to freak already.
I know.
Have you got anything with you, like your green drink or your porridge?
Any supplies?
I've got a little bit of smoothie, which has turned brown.
Oh, nice.
And I've got my iPod and my wallet.
Lumina, what are you going to need your wallet for?
Well, exactly, Kevin. It's not going to do me much good. It won't even buy me out of here.
So no food or anything like that?
No, just a bit of smoothie. And you know what's worse?
You want to go to the toilet?
Yeah, I'm dying for a piss.
Bet you are.
We thought we'd play a song for you this morning.
Oh, don't be smart.
No, honestly, I thought I'd play you this song.
What's this one?
Just wait.
Do you recognise it?
No.
No, you don't, because you're from New Zealand, aren't you?
Yeah, what is
it? Just listen to the words.
Okay. Woke up this morning,
closed in on all sides, with the new air. Just keep listening. This is a present off Mick57 who's texting this morning. He said, can you play this for Dino?
It's very appropriate.
Listen to the chorus.
Listen. Oh, I know it. Living in a bar.
All together. Living in a cardboard box.
He's
hung up. Oh, couldn't have happened to a nicer person. We'll be getting to think this might be like a talent detector in the lift there this morning, because we've had Kieran Fox stuck in there last week and Dino stuck in there this week. Listening, Scott, don't get in that lift. Only joking.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
CD's Telephone Talent.
All right, CD's Telephone Talent. If you have a talent, can it be expressed on the telephone? is the question. The number to call if you have a talent, 0151 472 6969. Why are you smiling
when
we're
here? Well, I was just thinking, Kevin, you're like a star of theatre, radio, movies.
Yes.
You know, you've got the...
Television, done the lot.
You've got the lot in there. I was thinking...
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none.
Or maybe you could kick it off and, you know, because you're such a talented man.
Yeah.
You might want to demonstrate how it works.
I could do something on the telephone.
Yeah.
And have done many times. Right, we have a couple of people who have been in touch and left a little message, and we've got them on the air now. How it's going to work is they're going to kick off their talent, and then, on their telephone, of course, and then it's up to you to call up and get them off if you think that they're not very good. So you're in charge. How long they stay on is up to you. As soon as you get a ringing tone, you can hang up, because once it registers 100 people that have phoned, then we'll get this noise. And then they get booted off. All right, so it's CD's Telephone Talent. We have our first caller, who's in Birkenhead. Hello, Mario.
Morning, Kevin there, baby. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I've just been out plucking a few chickens for our supper, and then we'll be heading out doing a bit of moonshining.
So this is your talent, isn't it? You do an impression of this guy. What's his name?
Gabby's, boy. John Wayne's best buddy.
Right, so you're doing your talent now. Okay, well, we're going to start the clock. All right, we'll see how long is the person at the end of the week who stays on the longest will actually win the trophy. All right, so you just need to do your impression for as long as you can, and then when we hit 100 people who phoned up, that's when we cut you off. Are you ready?
Yeah, you might as well post it now.
All right, you can go now. Here we go.
Okay, Kev, I know about you. There's a fella that lives not far from me on a bit of a spread, you know. He's got a chicken farm. His name's KFC. Oh.
You lasted for about how long?
Oh, he lasted for...
12 seconds, was it?
Yeah.
12 seconds you lasted for there, Mario.
That one even forward in, boy.
Boy, you need to go get yourself a coffee. Mario,
hey,
thanks.
You know Dino got stuck in the lift?
Yes.
He could have wasn't stuck in a heel after. He would have got 7 bells off to do.
Mario, thank you for calling. Have a nice day today.
And you, son, and all the crew.
And you, son. Thank you, Mario. All right, he lasted, what, was it 11 seconds?
Yeah, 12.
12 seconds.
Right, let's go to our next caller who's in Runcorn. Hello, Kerry.
Hiya.
How are you?
All right, nervous.
Bit nervous. What are you nervous about?
Getting booted off.
Getting booted off. All right, then. What we need you to do is to do your... What is your talent, by the way?
Sing.
You're singing, okay. So once again, we're going to clear the switchboard, and then once 100 people have phoned up, that's when we cut you off. Let's see if you can last longer than 12 seconds.
Hopefully.
All right, let me see. I'm going to start the clock now.
Say it's true. Nothing like me and you. You're not alone. Tell me you feel it too. I will run away. I will run away. Yeah, yeah. I will run away. I will run away with you.
You, how long did she last?
She lasted 32 seconds.
32, that's not bad at all. Nice singing voice as well.
Thanks.
Well done. Keep listening every day this week. If you are the longest, then we'll give you the trophy.
Okay.
Kerry, right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Can you perform on CD's Telephone Talent? Pardon? All you got to do is give us a call anytime today and give us a bit of your talent down the phone. We'll call you back 0151 472 6969. I love that number. 827. Right, true story for you. This is a true story about a guy who was walking down the street when he was accosted by a particularly dirty and shabby-looking homeless man who basically asked him for a couple of quid for dinner. You can picture the scene. So this guy took out his wallet and he took £10 out and said, look, if I give you this money, it's £10, will you buy some beer with it instead of dinner? And the guy said, no, no. He said, I had to stop drinking years ago, said the homeless man. No.
Good on.
Yeah. He said, well, look, he said, if I give you this £10, will you use it to gamble it you know, when you gamble the 10 quid instead of buying food. So the guy said, the homeless guy said, no, he said, I don't gamble. He said, I need everything I can just to stay alive.
He's doing well.
He said, well, will you spend this on green fees at a golf course instead of food? The man said, are you nuts? He said, I haven't played golf in 20 years. He said, as if. He said, well, will you spend the money on a woman in the red light area instead of food? Said the man. And the homeless man said, 20 quid. 10 quid, rather. Sorry, what's going up?
Yeah, watch it. It depends what you wanted.
He said, what disease would I get for 10 lousy quid? He said, no way. Well, said the guy, he said, I'm not going to give you the money. He said, I'm not going to give you this £10. He said, instead, I'm going to take you home for a terrific dinner cooked by my wife. The homeless man was absolutely astounded. He said, won't your wife be furious with you for doing that? You know, I'm dirty, probably smell really disgusting. The man replied, that's okay. He said, it's important for her to see what a man looks like after he's given up beer, gambling, golf, and sex. A little true story for you there.
The Kev Seed Podcast.
I see there are fears over the future of Shane Ward. It's mad, isn't it? You know, he's had a real successful career so far, but because his latest single, his current single, didn't make the top 10, there's now panic stations going on at the record company.
God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're all
that
flapping.
That happened to Robbie, though, didn't it? And then... Look where he ended up next. He did all right.
It happens to lots of people. But anyway, there's loads of fears over Shane Ward at the moment, all because his song didn't make the top 10. This was confirmed by an HMV spokesman, Gavin Peters. It was doubly confirmed by the HMV cashier, Gareth Gates.
Where is he, eh?
Triply confirmed by the HMV security guard, Michelle McManus. 8:27 now, good morning.
Liverpool's hit music station, Radio City 96.7.
Always makes me laugh.
CDs, telephone, talent.
Stand by for a barrage of complaints because I've mentioned the said woman. Right. Let me see, at CD's telephone talent. Do you have a talent? Can you display it on the telephone? Whatever it is, please call me and leave me a message on this number, 0151 472 6969. You won't forget that number, 472 6969. Just give us your talent on the phone. What happens is we get two people on, then it's up to you, the public, to get them off. You're in charge. All you've got to do is ring up the studio on the usual number, which is 4720967. And the minute it starts ringing, you can actually put the phone down. Once it clicks up 100 people that have called, then we hear this sound and the person gets taken off. It's like as if you're in charge of a big hook and then you pull the person off the phone. Pardon? Right, let's get our first telephone talent meister on the phone. It's Sheila from Runcorn. Hello, Sheila. Sheila, are you there? Sheila?
Hello. Hiya.
There you are, Sheila. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What did you do last night, Sheila?
Well, we had a barbecue in the garden last night with the kids.
You and the rest of the world,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, and it was lovely.
Oh,
it really
brilliant.
Was.
What is your talent, Sheila?
Well, my talent, I think, could be singing, Kev.
Really?
Yeah, think
and
so.
What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm
going
to sing From Paris to Berlin.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, as you know, when we start the timer, which we'll do straight after the jingle, then you start singing. The public are in charge. They've got to phone up the studio number, which is 4720967, and once we rack up 100 calls, then you hear this noise. And that means you're off.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
What's the longest time so far this week, Dino?
32 seconds.
32 seconds, so you have to beat 32 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck.
To Berlin and every disco I get in, my heart is pumping for love. Pumping for love. When I'm thinking
no,
about
I'm
you.
Afraid you've had your gong there, I'm afraid, Sheila. You've been gonged already.
Oh,
Not as much as the listeners.
You didn't get to Berlin then.
Yeah. I don't even think you got on the ferry. It lasted 9 seconds, Sheila.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Sheila, thanks a lot for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Right, let's go to our next caller who's in Netherley. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
Not bad.
What do you do, Pete?
I'm a printer.
You're a printer.
Print finisher.
Okay, and what are you going to do for us? What's your talent?
I'm going to do a bit of singing.
Bit of singing. Okay, what are you going to sing?
A little jingle for your radio show.
Little jingle for my radio show, okay. You've got to last longer than 32 seconds, so obviously if it's not that long, you have to just keep repeating it.
Right.
All right, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, sounds
good. Your time will start after the jingle. Good luck.
Let's take it nice and easy. Wake up to that guy's CD on the breakfast show till 10. Nice and easy does it. Kevin Seed, he does it. 96.7.
Oh, there you are. How long did he last? You lasted 17 seconds. That's not bad at all. 17 all right, seconds. Well done, Peter.
All right,
have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.